This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What?
No, John.
You have a lot of players.
Well, guys, the Seahawks need some receivers.
Yes, they do.
You know?
I think they have their number. And by the way, we don't know that Seattle is going to deal DK Metcalf. I think they will.
They should.
Well, he's got 1 year left. He's going to want to get paid the next one because, you know, after that, then he's going to be 30 plus. So he's not going to take a friendly deal. And right now, I think he's like, I don't know, like 17th, 18th in the league. So he's going to want a big money deal. And I just don't think DK Metcalf, when you look at the money deals that are out there, especially if he wants number one receiver money, he's not a number one receiver. Jaxon Smith-Njigba going forward is going to be your number one receiver. And I don't think DK is going to be okay taking number two receiver money. So if you're Seattle right now, see what sort of compensation you can get. And the free agency, by the way, for receivers this year just kicks rocks.
Well, there's some names, but they're all they're all kind of like, well, like Stephon Diggs, for
example.
Like, you're not going to get him.
No. So T. Higgins,
Hollywood Brown.
T. Higgins isn't going anywhere. I think Chris Godwin is is nice. I don't think he leaves Tampa Bay. But outside of that,
he'd then be expensive, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Well, he's going to be in that mid 20s. And again, if you're asking me who I'd want to pay, I'd rather pay Godwin. I don't like one trick pony receivers and that kind of have attitude problems in DK Metcalf. And you're trying to build more of a run first team here. So I don't think Godwin's probably going to be on their radar. So to me, it's simple, right? You have Bobo who came on last year and he had about 20 catches, whatever. Jaxon Smith-Njigba is your guy. You can probably go find a veteran depth guy for cheap in the free agent market, which is whatever. And then you go to the NFL draft where, again, I believe receivers at this point for me are like running backs the way we viewed them. You do not, like, if you want a true number one, you got to find that guy in the top 12, right? The Justin Jeffersons and the Chases and the BTJs, like, these guys are going early. And by the way, there may only be one of those in the draft, and that's T-Mac out of Arizona. But every year, it is proven in the NFL, you can find value, and not just value, you can find really good players, second, third, fourth, fifth round. So if you're Seattle, continue to rebuild your trenches, right? Fix your offensive line. Continue to build the robust defense, which is what your coach wants. And then go in the second, third round. Like, go get, go get what the Mbuka. Go get the other Ohio State receiver and pair him with Jackson Smith and Jigba. You know, go get the two kids out of Iowa State. I don't know if you've seen that, Jaden Higgins, who just looks like an absolute beast. Isaiah Bond out of Texas, if you want another speedster. There's plenty of guys that you can get in the second, third, and fourth round that you plug in because you already have your number one in Smith and Jigba. So now you're finding your number two, and I don't want to pay number one money for DK Metcalf. So this is a no-brainer for Seattle. Get the best package, and maybe a team who thinks that they can really get something out of him, maybe you can get a third or a fourth round pick.
So, okay, so you mentioned free agent and the draft there.
Yeah.
I'll go back to free agent real quick. On the top of the free agent list, Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen,
blech.
Amari Cooper.
Blech.
Then you get to Chris Godwin.
Yeah.
Brandon Cooks is out there.
Yeah. I mean, again, these are all rinse and repeat recycles. Again, don't fall in love.
Christian Kirk just got cut today.
Don't fall in love with name receivers, and also do not sign receivers 30 plus years old. There's like
Hopkins.
In the last like 15 years, I think there's two or three receivers that have gotten signed free agents or traded after the age of 30 that have had like 1,000 yard seasons. Receivers don't age like fine wine. They age like moldy bread. And Devontae Adams is still a nice player. Devontae Adams needs to go to a place like Kansas City where you just get him on a deal and it's like, you watch him go to Kansas City and then it'll be great. But he is no longer, in fact, when you go back and watch the Jets, do you know that he did not get the double team in New York? It was Garrett Wilson. I mean, that just tells you something that even with the Jets, who were not a great offense, teams were rolling coverage towards Garrett Wilson, not Devontae Adams. So even Adams at this point is not a number one. He's a number two. So again, don't pay number one money for number two guys. This is a bad free agent class.
Okay, so then going on further down the list, like you said, find somebody, you know, who's like a, you know, just a cheaper stopgap guy, free agent. There are names like Zay Jones.
Yeah.
Tyler Boyd.
Yeah. You know,
Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah. I mean, it's not great. Maybe even, maybe find someone that you take a flyer on that's coming off an injury or, someone that has something to prove. Just take a flyer, but this is going to be addressed through the draft. I'm telling you, I'm willing to wager that they are going to let him go, DK Metcalf. And I will bet you that there is a second or third and then like a fifth round pick. And they'll draft a couple receivers, and you can find those guys. Again, every year, Puka Nacua was a fifth-round pick. Every year, Tank Dell, although, you know, obviously Tank Dell, you know, had everything go south on him. Did you see he had another ACL surgery?
Again?
Yeah.
Why?
Didn't take. So, you know, poor Tank Dell.
That was rough.
But there's an example, too. If you think Jackson Smith and Jigba is your number one guy, you give me a guy like Tez Johnson. Tez Johnson may be sitting there in the fourth or fifth round. And if I'm Seattle and I want to run my play action game and I want to run a lot of this outside zone stuff, go find me some Tez. Go find me some Tez, put that guy in the slot and watch that guy work and operate. You just don't need to spend money on big name free agents. And I look at this free agent class and a receiver and I just, you know me, I think free agency in general is way overhyped. This is a very, very weak free agent class.
Yeah, so then, okay, so you...
So you may be able, by the way, to get good value from DK Metcalf, because if a team really wants a receiver to plug and play right now, DK's still, 27, 28 years old? He is a better option than anything out there on the free agent market, so you actually may be able to get something for him.
Yeah, so then looking at the draft, like you said, you named some guys... I mean, the top of the draft in the wide receiver market is the kid from Arizona, McMillan.
Yeah.
Matthew Golden.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even know where did he play?
Texas.
Texas guy.
He's a guy that ran like 4.29, and he was Texas's number one option. Dude can fly, probably made himself a lot of money, and then you've got Burden.
Luther Burden, yeah.
Out of Missouri.
He played at Missouri.
And didn't have a great year last year, better year the year before, but probably still a first round guy. And then maybe the safest of the receivers is Emeka Egbuka out of Ohio State.
So can they really have Emeka Egbuka and Jackson Smith in Jigba? Can they really do that? And they both played at Ohio State?
Yes.
We can't joke. Do that.
Now, again, I wouldn't.
We need a white guy. Where's Cooper? What about Cooper Kupp?
Yeah, if you want.
What about Cooper Kupp?
Honestly,
seriously.
That's not a bad. That's not a bad option.
The Rams are not bringing him.
No,
back.
They're not bringing
so
him.
So, what would they have to trade for him, or is he getting?
And would they trade him in the division?
We'll find out whether or not. If they don't trade him, they'll just have to cut him. So, yeah. If Cooper Kupp's available for dirt cheap, dude. Or they end up cutting him, yes, go get Cooper Kupp. But my guess is Kupp would want to go play. My guess is he'll want to go play for a contender, and I don't know if Seattle fits that. But yes,
is all of a sudden Seattle being talked about? Like, are they rebuilding? Are they low key rebuilding? Because I know Metcalf said he'd rather go to a contender, which is kind of funny because it's like, well, wait a minute, you're on a contender technically.
Yeah. I think the idea is that McDonald is bringing in Kubiak to be his OC. They're going to change the way they operate. This is about to become a run first, play action, defensive minded team. So I don't know if it's necessarily a full teardown rebuild, but things are about to start shifting. You aren't going to be. Remember, at one point they had.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Lockett, Metcalf, and spent their first pick on Jaxon Smith-Njigba. That's not happening with this crew. It's just not. McDonald is going to build this differently, and he brought in an OC that is going to build this differently. So I think if you're Metcalf, one of the reasons you want out. One, you probably don't think you're a contender. The last 3 years, you've won 10 games, haven't made the playoffs. And two, he sees the writing on the wall. He's not the number one guy. He still hasn't gotten his big contract. I think he was 3 years, $72 million that he's coming off of. So he wants one last big payday. And he knows that in this system, he's not going to put up monster numbers. He's not going to be the number one guy. So he's going to want
that. It's just kind of interesting what Seattle is. It's like, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
But not good enough.
Yes.
And McDonald knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a different philosophy. So he's going to turn that over a little bit more this year. So they're not really rebuilding. They're just they're refocusing on different strengths, which I don't know. I mean, that's kind of a rebuild, but not really. It shouldn't take that long, in other words.
No.
So if you want to play for a contender, I mean, if I'm a free agent, I could argue that Seattle is going to be better once McDonald gets his stamp on things. It's just, it may not be this season, but it's not going to be 5 years.
No. And maybe too, the other one for a guy like DK. And
he doesn't want to play with Geno.
He doesn't want to play with Geno. And I still think that Geno's good. And I think in this version of this offense, if they get the O-line right, which is a big if, because God, they haven't got the O-line right in forever. But if they get the O-line right, and I think Geno played in the fifth worst pocket in the NFL last year. So by, you know, the fifth, least clean pockets in the NFL. And we know that Geno, he's a guy that needs to throw the ball downfield, and he's a guy that works the play action. And so you put him in this crappy system, which was a disaster under Grubb, with that O-line, it didn't look good. And Geno's still going to Geno, even if things are great. But I think under this system, and that's why you're bringing in the OC that you are, is you're trying to take some of that burden off Geno and focus on the strengths and not ask him to be the savior, because he's not saving you. So I think that is the extent of Seattle, you would hope, is about to take a step forward. But you've said it. When you have Geno Smith as your quarterback, people just aren't going to take you seriously. It will always be that way. You're going to have to beat people over the head to prove that you're for real. It's the Sam Darnold thing. Minnesota, you know, is winning 10, 11, 12 games as the season goes on. And because they had Sam Darnold, people still looked at him and was like, yeah, I don't really trust you. And then we got to the end of the year and people were right. So I think that's just, until they figure out the quarterback, people are going to have their doubts. But I do like the direction that Seattle's going. So even though some Seahawks fans are going to be like, oh my God, we got rid of Lockett and Metcalf, trust me, those two receivers are taking you nowhere. And we just have got to change the way we think about wide receivers in the NFL.
Well, I think it's, you know, kind of what you're saying is when you are retooling and getting your style in there, wide receiver can be the last thing you drop in.
Yes.
I mean, just go with Bobo, go with the cheap free agent, and go with Smith and Jigba for now.
And go draft a couple guys.
Yeah, or next year, focus on it.
Yeah.
You know,
look.
It just doesn't have to be now.
No. You know, it's last year when Buffalo got rid of, they got rid of Stephon Diggs, and then they got rid of Gabe Davis, right? And everyone was oh my God.
I forgot about Gabe Davis.
Yeah. Like, everyone instantly.
Where's he now?
Went into this, where did Dave Gavis go? He went.
It's Gabe Davis, not Dave Gavis.
Yeah, I think he's in Jacksonville.
Really? Dude, he is.
Gabe Gavis.
Dave Gavis.
I'm gay.
That is, boy, you want to talk about falling off the planet?
Yeah.
I forgot about Gabe Davis.
Yeah.
Or is it
Dave Gavis?
He was hurt a bunch of last year. He played like eight games and he had, you know, whatever, 20 catches. This is my thing is, when you're in Buffalo with Josh Allen, it's amazing how good you look. You know, Stephon Diggs, hey, go away. I want nothing to do with Stephon Diggs. Go take a flying whatever.
Yeah, loser.
And we all sat there and we're like, when Houston got Stephon Diggs, we're like, oh man, this offense. The offense got worse. Yeah, it's not Stephon Diggs' fault, but at this point in his career, he doesn't vault offenses forward. And for all the people that were like, well, people were picking Buffalo to finish third in that division because they got rid of the two receivers. One was a pain in the ass that you didn't want to deal with, and the other one was propped up because he had Josh Allen. Well, last time I checked, Buffalo was really good. So I go back to it. Receivers are the new running backs. Years ago, we looked at and we're like, whoa, you got a running back, you're going to be great. No, you're not. And we put way too much emphasis, with the exception of the true number ones, the Jordan Jeffersons and the Jamar Chases and guys like that. Yes, you get one. And by the way, those guys are never available. You don't ever see those guys get to free agency. It doesn't happen, because when you get one, you hold on to him for dear life because it's an absolute game changer. But once you get past that handful of guys, dude, they're a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
And you play in a good system with a good quarterback, you can be productive.
All right. Coming up next, the latest concussion research shows something a little surprising. We'll get to that when we return. Here's Buck.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.